The local economy in our region is a mix of businesses, old and new, all with a common thread. Someone had an idea and pursued that idea all the way up to opening the doors on a new business. So we visit with entrepreneurs and sometimes the descendants of entrepreneurs in our monthly business segment, The Ground Floor. This month, we'll talk choppers, not teeth, choppers, for chopping up industrial materials for recycling. That's one of the product lines from Swede Machinery, Inc. in Gold Hill. Tyler Casebeer is the CEO of Swede Machinery. The Ground Floor is produced by Cynthia Scherer of Scherer Management Consulting in partnership with JPR. Tyler, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Morning, Jeff.
Good to have you here. So the story starts with the timber business, it appears, but does not end there. The three brothers and a sawmill, is that the origin?
That is the origin. It's one of those, start out in a sawmill, and then these brothers, they're German brothers back in the 50s, I believe, they developed a piece of equipment that facilitated their sawmill and ended up recognizing that there's actually more potential in selling that product than the sawmill. So they ended up getting that going and started a recycling, or I should say that manufacturing in Gold Hill, and that's where we've been since.
So were those original brothers from Germany, were they great tinkerers? I mean, this is a big step to decide that you can make a machine better than somebody already in the business.
Yeah, apparently so. And they were engineers by trade, and so I think that's just kind of where it got started. And from there, they worked through, like I said, with sawmills, but in the 60s and 70s, transitioned into veneer and panel handling equipment, which is our heritage. And along that line in there somewhere, they were working through recycling equipment, where they actually developed the first scrap chopper, as you're saying. It was a chopper that chops metal banding. And so, yeah, they were just really innovative in that and recognized that that was the way to go.
Wow. So all right. So the veneer handling materials, are those you're still making those then for the likes of plywood mills, et cetera?
Yeah. So, that's where everything started for us, was manufacturing heavy equipment for, you'll find our stuff actually in just about every plywood mill on the continent. And, that's basically where the heritage started. And then from there, we were building scrap choppers and, pretty much have them on every continent except for Antarctica.
Wow. That's a lot. So was there much of a sense of recycling in the industry when they started making the choppers?
Well, what happened was, and then, like I said, it was just basically one product that they had started selling at the time in the 50s and 60s. But with the spotted owl in the mid 80s, they had transitioned, recognized that, the veneer and panel handling industry really had taken a hit. And so they focused a lot more on that aspect and started to develop, a full line of products around the scrap choppers. So now we've got, I think, 17 different types of scrap choppers. But it's really just that's just kind of an entry into the recycling side of what we do. We also, now we're manufacturing full product lines that will chop up and recycle or chop up and separate, like underground cable, heavy industrial, stuff that has copper, aluminum, and different plastics. It'll actually chop all that up and separate all those different commodities out.
Wow, without a human being having to be there to do the sorting by hand or something?
Exactly, yep. It's we produce systems that'll do anywhere from 500 pounds an hour up to, 10, 15,000 pounds an hour. So they're really large, integrated, heavily engineered products, which is what's been fun for us, is to do that and to engineer, design, and build all that here in little Gold Hill in the original building that the Jedlo brothers started in. It's been fun. As my trade is a mechanical engineer. I started here in 95, and so it's been a great experience to be able to be part of it from beginning to end. And that's, I think, what we've kind of figured as a competitive advantage for us is, these days, most of our competition is much bigger than us, and so we're able to have a more personal touch. We really work towards customizing the product for our customers, And it's really helped us grow pretty tremendously in the last 10 to 15 years.
From what to what? I mean, how much did you grow in that time?
Well, geez, So the last 10 years, we've tripled or almost quadrupled in size. The last 5 years, we've more than doubled. This year, we're actually, in the last 12 months, we've actually hired, I think it's 33 people in the last, and just this year is 21 people we've added. So pretty good growth curve for us.
Wow, no kidding. We're talking to Tyler Casebeer, the CEO of Swede Machinery, Inc., based in Gold Hill, which makes some materials for plywood mills still, but also all kinds of recycling choppers, as you're hearing, to help industrial applications chop their stuff up and sort it. You can join the conversation on this edition of The Ground Floor by calling 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. That's the phone number, and the email address is jx@jeffnet.org. You mentioned competitors who are larger than you, so obviously you don't have this field to yourself. It sounds like there's a fair amount of competition worldwide.
True, yeah. I mean, we basically, as you know, we've kind of talked about here, there's really two different industries we serve. There's the first one, like we're saying, is the panel and veneer handling side. So that's, like I said, the plywood mills and things like that. And there's a couple of significant, you know, 10 times our size type competitors in that industry. But what we recognized in there was just trying to be, you know, really having to be the best at what we do. And that's from the engineering innovation side of things. And so that's kept us competitive there. And like I said, just being able to, I mean, from the feedback we get from our customers is it's not as common as we would think it is to be dealing with the same people from the beginning to the end of the process. So when they call in or looking for, you know, for somebody to help them with the solution, they call us and it's the same people that are dealing with them in that phone call are the same people that are ultimately helping install and support the equipment. So that's what I mean as far as just, you know, even though we're much smaller in terms of the relative size, we're still able to really provide some advantage just through that process.
So, well, it sounds like customer service would potentially put your head and shoulders above a much larger company.
Yeah, I think that's what we're trying to do is keep that in mind. I mean, you know, the brand is obviously since the 50s, has been here since the 50s, and I think the one thing that we've done a great job through that whole time is making sure, you know, we're always taking care of the customer and taking care of the people part of it. It sounds kind of cliche, but honestly, that is the core of it. It's super fun because, you know, we get to design and develop it through this process. I mean, you know, one side of the what's coming in one side of the building in terms of just raw steel and goes out an engineered, finished, value-added product to be able to do that here in Gold Hill and then support that. You know, it's been a lot of fun.
How big a manufacturing process is it? I mean, do you have machines that make the machines, or is there a lot of custom work that has to go into each of them?
Yes. And yes, definitely a little of all that. You know, we've got, I think we've got 11 engineers on board now. So it starts with, it starts with dealing with the customers and figuring out what they want to do and engineering that product here. And then through that process, you know, we have automated CNC machines and plasma cutters and mills. We do, you know, it's a really heavy trades type work for us. We've been really fortunate to attract and recruit some high quality people here in terms of the trades. You know, we have machinists and fabricators and welders and electricians and all of that. So I mean, all of that's part of it. I mean, we do all of the machines that, you know, form and machine and mill and weld and then we do the electrical aspect of it too in terms of, you know, applying controls to it. I mean, we're doing things in robotics and that kind of stuff too.
Wow, that sounds like it's something for a mechanical engineer to really sink their teeth into. Programmers too.
Yeah, for sure. And that was what attracted me to it back when I started was recognizing that there's so much potential to really be hands on with it and work it through. So if you're a gearhead at all, it's a fun place to be.
So arriving in 1995 as an engineer, did you see anything like the future either for you or for the company that came to be?
Yeah, good question. probably not to the degree it is now, that's for sure. I think I got my foot in the door because I was actually working on the equipment, Swede machinery equipment, in plywood mills as I was putting myself through college. And so I think recognizing, tying those two together and then growing that aspect in terms of just, you know, the potential of developing new product. That's definitely been what we focus on as far as innovating and just looking and growing into different aspects of what we do.
This is The Ground Floor on the Jefferson Exchange, our monthly business and entrepreneur segment produced by Cynthia Scher of Scher Consulting. Our guest is Tyler Casebeer, who's the CEO of Swede Machinery, making materials for plywood mills and for industrial recycling at a plant in the Gold Hill area and growing like a weed lately, it sounds like. You can join us at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. It seems like you do stress on the website being an American manufacturer. Does that bring in a few customers who might otherwise buy from overseas?
Yeah, definitely. On the recycling side of things, the European influence is pretty heavy. So a lot of our competitors on the recycling side of what we do come from Europe. So, and of course, you know, being an American-made product and selling predominantly into the United States, we try to leverage that, and it's more of a local type product. So, and again, you know, leveraging what I was talking about earlier in terms of just all under one roof, we found that those things really do help and have helped us develop some strategic partnerships in that industry. There's a lot of, you know, scrap yards and we deal with anybody from wire manufacturers who actually make wire that then have off-spec material that they need to recycle. We'll provide systems for them all the way to, you know, local scrapyards like Snitzer and Rogue Metals.
Okay. So I was going to ask you who the customers are, but in that first example, it sounds like the stuff came off the assembly line and it didn't pass quality control and has to go back and get cut up again.
Yeah. The wire manufacturing, the wire you buy at Lowe's or Home Depot, like Encore or Southwire, those types, those are key strategic partners for us, for sure.
So how does the business divide? Is it like, I don't know, 60-40, 50-50 between the stuff for the veneer business versus the recycling?
It depends. The trend has been leaning more towards the recycling side of things, but we've been fortunate to see growth in all areas. I would say, like I'd said before, historically, 90% of it was in the veneer handling up until the 80s. And then as the spotted owl thing happened through the 90s, it transitioned to sort of a 50-50 spread. And the last 10 years or so, we're leaning more heavily towards the recycling side of things. Although, it just kind of comes and goes depending on all kinds of different factors, where it'll split from 50-50 or 50-50 to, 70% recycling, 30% material handling. It just depends on the year.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned hiring 33 people the last 2 years. What's the total payroll there at Swede Machinery?
We've got, as of this month, I think it's 80 people here in Little Gold Hills.
Wow.
It's been pretty big growth curve for us, for sure.
No doubt. Do you attract workers from around the country? Are they largely homegrown talent?
Pretty much homegrown, and that's one of the things that's an advantage about Gold Hill is we're able to draw from the entire valley. You know, we've got people coming from Merlin on one end and Williams to Ashland on the other end. So it's actually been strategically, it's been a real advantage to be here in Gold Hill.
I can imagine. So it's interesting, though, that you were talking about your arrival would have been 5 years after the Spotted Owl listing, which, you know, gets a lot of the blame for the downturn in the timber industry. So that would have been something of an existential issue for Swede Machinery shortly before you got there. Any other moments, like when the economy bottoms out and other businesses get quiet when you wonder about your future?
For sure. I mean, there's been the big ones, like the 2008, 2009 time period. And then of course, 2020 COVID was an adventure for us for sure. But, the great thing about what we do is, and the fact that we've been here for so long is we can adapt and adjust pretty quickly to those situations when we need to. But, but we're really focused on retaining all the talent we have. And so when we come out of those, we're usually pretty quick to recover and are trying to gain market share as we do that.
With the hiring you've been doing, which sounds rather brisk, I mean, do you still have some openings there? Is it still hard to find some people given the overall state of what we're hearing about the job market out there?
Yeah, it's it is definitely a challenge. I mean, it's becoming more of an issue. For us, it's interesting because it's, like I said, it's a lot of trades. And so on the one hand, the Valley is, you know, manufacturing is maybe not the number one job creator. You know, there's not as much manufacturing in the Valley. But on the other hand, you know, as we know, it's a great place to live. And so a lot of times we'll have people maybe relocating into the area. And so we're able to recruit them. The engineering side of what we do is always, that's a little bit taller order for us. We're definitely always looking for engineers, controls, that kind of thing.
All right. So, and what do you see happening in the next few years? I mean, what is it going to take to stay in the business? I mean, people are still going to need the kinds of things that are made by the people you sell your stuff to.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I think obviously, like most people, our biggest challenges right now are supply chain issues. And just logistics and trying to actually, you know, get product when we need it and get it out the door. So, I mean, that's going to continue to be an issue for us for sure. I think that it's been, from the recycling side of things, some of the regulation happening in terms of overseas has actually been favorable for us. Since we manufacture equipment for that industry and people are now looking towards handling it themselves rather than just shipping it, you know, overseas.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So that's a trend that's going to continue. And then just as commodities grow, you know, and grow in value, people are paying a lot more attention to that. So,
all right.
we still see a lot of significant upgrowth there for sure.
Lots to do at Swede Machinery in Gold Hill. Tyler Casebeer, the CEO, in this month's edition of The Ground Floor, produced by Cynthia Scherer. Tyler, thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
All right, take it easy.